chance. As Catholics, there's so many things to our faith and to the liturgy that we can never know them all. And, you know, many things I had no idea until I went to seminary. And one of those things is, in the liturgy, we're supposed to actually nod our head like a little bow whenever we hear the name Jesus, or the name Mary, or the name of the saint, if it's that saint's feast day. For example, St. Nicholas's feast day is Wednesday, so that day when in the prayers you hear the word Nicholas, you just a little head bow like that. So today, you might have noticed our second reading was just full of the name Jesus over and over and over. So our heads are more like that. But that's something that we can try to, little by little, get in the habit of remembering to do. And it's another way that we use our bodies to help us worship God. Today Jesus says, "Be watchful. You do not know when the time will come. Whether in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, may he not come suddenly and find you sleeping. Watch." This gospel gives us very clearly what the theme of Advent is. We're watching for God's coming. And it's not only watching for his coming at Christmas, which already happened, though we're going to celebrate that in a few weeks. We're watching for his second coming, which we don't know when that'll be. It could be before Christmas. It could be after Christmas. Who knows when his second coming will be. So Advent is a time of prayer, a time of penance, to be prepared. Yet, unfortunately, this time of the year just gets so busy that I suppose we even become less prepared than we are in ordinary time for God's coming, unfortunately. And so we get so busy, so stressed, that we can put prayer even as a less priority. And so Advent becomes the opposite of what it's supposed to be. We become less prepared instead of more prepared during this time when we're supposed to prepare the way for the Lord. But we pray to God today to ask us to help this Advent be better. May we be more prepared than ordinary time during this Advent. One way we can try to do that is just try to avoid making our schedules any more cluttered than they have to be. As pastor, one thing I usually do wherever I go is, if we have a staff party, a Christmas staff party, I try to make sure we move it out of Advent into Christmas, where I guess it really belongs. It's a Christmas party. So we have our staff party in January, which is still Christmas, because Christmas is always 2 to 3 weeks long. That's a whole season. And Advent is not Christmas. Advent is preparing for Christmas, preparing our hearts for Christmas and for the second coming of Christ. If we skip Advent, if we skip the prayer and the repentance of Advent, how can we really experience the true joy of Christmas? God wants to give us so much more joy than we're capable of having. And through the prayer and penance of Advent, he opens our hearts to receive much more than we even knew was possible. It's difficult, though, very difficult to do that. Here we are in our church, and we can see if we got the purple up, things are more simple. He reminds us that we're in Advent, we're not in Christmas. But as soon as we go out into the world, it's already Christmas, and it's already been Christmas for a while now. So it's very difficult to keep that spirit of Advent. In our culture, one of the values of our culture is immediate gratification. So it's not valued to wait or to deny ourselves. So we want everything right away, including Christmas, way before it even happens. As Christians, delayed gratification is one of our values. But we still are into gratification. Once Christmas comes, we're all about celebrating it not only for one day, but for 2 or 3 weeks. And same with Easter, we celebrate for 50 days. So we're all about gratification, but there's this delay where God expands our hearts to help us experience it even greater. Advent, we could say, is similar to Lent in that it's a season of penance, a season of prayer. Advent is more joyful than Lent, though. Even the music in Advent, there's a little more joy to it. And in Lent, we know we're heading towards Good Friday. That's Lent's over, and then Good Friday happens. With Advent, it's over, and it's Christmas, so there's this more joy. But again, not only because of Christmas, but because of Jesus' second coming that we're looking forward to. On the one hand, we might be afraid of his second coming, but also we are looking forward to his second coming because we know we want God to come and save us. In some sense, we want this earthly life to be over with all the suffering and death and difficulty and stress of this want God to come and save us, and we want His second coming. And that's part of the joy of Advent. Like in Lent, it's helpful for us to set some tangible goals. How can I be more watchful, as Jesus has asked us to be in the Gospel? What can I cut out of my life in these next few weeks to make some space to hear the Holy Spirit's voice? What are there on my calendar that maybe aren't that necessary, it's not that helpful? Do I really have to do all these things, all these activities this year? Is what I'm doing right now really that important? Is there something more important I should be focusing on, especially now that it's Advent? Advent can be a time of joy, a time of salvation, a time of peace, a time of reconciliation with God. That's what gives us that peace and that joy. But it's only those things if we choose to let it be those things. Because otherwise, our culture just sweeps in and skips Advent and makes it Christmas, and we lose out on that peace, we lose out on that salvation, on that reconciliation, on that joy. And sadly, that's the devil's goal. He wants to sap us of all those good things. He fills our lives with distractions so we don't have what we're made for, so we don't have what we most desire of all, that joy and peace with God. And that's what Advent is for. And it's up to us to embrace that and not let go, and not let the world just run us over and take that from us. We have a very, very beautiful prayer of repentance here in the first reading from Isaiah. It's a prayer of sorrow and also a prayer of very bold faith in God's goodness and His fatherhood. We hear Isaiah say, "Why do you let us wander, O Lord, from your ways? Why do you harden our hearts so that we fear you not? Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down." Well, we know God already answered that prayer. That's just what He did. He rent the heavens and He came down. He became a human. That's what we celebrate at Christmas. He came down to be our Savior. And Isaiah goes on, "Would that you might meet us doing right, that we were mindful of you in our ways. But we are sinful. All of us have become like unclean people. All our good deeds are like polluted rags. Our guilt carries us away like the wind." None of us wants to be carried away like the wind by our guilt. None of us wants to be burdened by our guilt. And thankfully, as Christians, we know we don't have to be. That's what Jesus came to do, to take away our guilt. And yet, so often, we don't turn to Him to let Him do that very thing. As Isaiah says, "There is none who calls upon your name, who rouses himself to cling to you. Therefore, you have hidden your face from us and have delivered us up to our guilt." Sometimes God lets us feel like He's far away from us. He lets us feel the consequences of the way we live our lives. But He does that because He hopes that we'll turn back to Him. We'll realize that we're not on a good path and that we want things to be different. And we'll turn back to Him. And indeed, if we remove the obstacles that we put in our lives, the obstacles we put between ourselves and God, He will come. That's what Advent means. God's coming. He came at Christmas. He's going to come again. He's going to come into our hearts whenever we remove the obstacles that we put between us and God. And it's just automatic. It's guaranteed. We remove those obstacles and He comes to us. As Isaiah says, "You are our Father. We are the clay. And you the potter. We are all the work of your hands." There Isaiah is expressing that God's not just some abstract being who's far away, who created us, but God is our Father who loves us so dearly. And not only does He love us so dearly, He's so powerful. And He can transform us, and He wants to transform us, just like a potter transforming the clay. Even though we're very stubborn and hard-headed, really we're clay. God can work with us. He can transform us. And He does that most especially through prayer and the sacraments. That's how He comes to us. It's the Advent. God comes to us through prayer and the sacraments. As Catholics, our most special way to repent and turn back to God is the sacrament of confession. But maybe there's times in our lives where we feel like we're not even able to do that. We don't want to turn from our sins. We're not ready to repent from them. Even though we know we only need to be a little bit sorry to receive forgiveness, then maybe we just don't feel ready. Even then, there's things we can do. what situation we're in, no matter how hardened our hearts are, prayer is always something we can do at any moment. And we have the very, 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 very powerful prayer of the Rosary that God has given us. And we turn to Mary, who's our mother, who God gave us. And you know, God made her. Mary is so merciful and sweet and tender. And God is too, but we see it clearly in our mother. He gave us Mary. We can believe it even stronger, seeing that in our mother. And we can pray the Rosary, and she helps us. She obtains exactly the grace that we need. All of us need a different grace in every moment of our lives, and Mary knows it better than we do. She knows what to ask God for us better than we know. And we turn to her through the Rosary, giving her those 20 minutes of silence, of being still. And she helps us to have courage. She helps us to have humility. She helps us to have love. And when we pray the Rosary day after day, all of a sudden our hearts are ready, and we can go to confession. We can repent and turn it back to God. Here in Ascension, we have confession on Wednesday nights, and also on Saturdays and Sundays before Masses. And on Fridays in Advent at noon. But if those times don't work, you can go anywhere else too. You can go to St. Louis Church, and they got confession every day at 11, except for maybe Sunday. And every other church has their own times that you can go to. And we're going to have a regional communal confession service for the parishes in this part of Louisville next Sunday at 2 p.m. at St. Gabriel. So if you like to go to the communal services, it's next Sunday at 2 p.m. Confession is just part of our Christian life. That's part of being Catholic, is we turn to God with humility, we say our sins, and we receive that grace of reconciliation with Him. Sometimes it might seem like, oh, confession is just if you want to do that, if you feel that's helpful. But we should consider confession more just a normal thing, just like going to Mass, just like going to communion. We go to confession. And it's only optional if we think maybe that joy and peace that God wants to give us is optional. But He doesn't want that to be optional. He wants us to receive that reconciliation, that joy that we receive through this sacrament. So this isn't any bad news that we have to repent. It's a great gift we have that we get to repent, that God wipes away our sins. He removes the guilt and the shame that burden us, that we carry around. He wants to restore His joy in our hearts, the joy of Advent. So we're ready, and we look forward to Him to come. This Advent, what will our action plan be? What is the first step the Holy Spirit, God, is calling each of us to? It's different for all of us. What is the Holy Spirit calling me to do this Advent, to commit to? Maybe He's calling you to make some prayer time, a few moments of silence each morning. Or maybe He's calling you to stop by the church once a week to have some silence, maybe in our Wednesday adorations in the evening. Maybe He's calling you to pray the Rosary each day by yourself, or maybe with your spouse or with your kids. Let's not forget to stop for a moment today and ask the Holy Spirit, what is Your will for me this Advent season? Let's not put off anymore living this great joy and peace and love that God has designed us to live, and that He gives us this special season to stop and remember. We'll never regret making any little sacrifices for God. We won't regret that. As St. Paul tells us, God will keep us firm to the end, irreproachable on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. If we turn to God, if we take away these obstacles that are in our lives, He will turn to us. He will come into our hearts. There's no doubt about that. That's what God is all about. The only question, the only doubt is, will we turn to God? Will we make space for Him in our hearts?